Hella does make doors as well. Have a text question here from a homeowner wanting to know about putting a window into a door. Laundry room has no natural light, and they're looking to open it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you could go to a building material like a Helt Lumber and get a wood frame or get a window, cut the opening out, and drop it in. But
yeah, it's. I mean, it all. There's a lot of variables, but it all depends on. You know, what kind of structure they have and the framing, and you know, probably going to have to put in a header and all that. And but yeah, it's just time and money.
You could, Romy, you can email her back and ask her to send us a picture of it. I mean, you could, if it's a solid core slab masonite door, like is on the outside of a lot of laundry rooms, I mean, we could just pick up a Bel Air window at Helt, go cut that thing and slip it in there. It's made for door installation, because a door is going to be a whole lot thinner than a 2x4 or 2x6 or a masonry wall. But
yeah,
we can get you light in there, that's for sure. Adam, we're talking about window frame material in our conversation here about the science of windows, and we've talked about the evolution from aluminum to wood, to the wood aluminum clad. We talked a little bit about the vinyl products that hit the market back when you were in Seattle, and that was in the 90s. They started hitting colossal failure, in my opinion, all the, thoroughly throughout. And I know they've made a lot of upgrades to it, but I still defer away from vinyl. Maybe some of what Jennifer says about my hard-headedness, maybe it lies in there. I don't know. But to me, the vinyl windows are big and chunky and clunky. They don't look good. In my mind, I'm spending money on an inferior product, and it's just like there's nothing in that scenario that makes me feel good about an investment in vinyl windows.
Yeah. Yeah, and Pella does make, you know, we make three lines of vinyl windows that have come a long way. And if you decide that vinyl is the way you want to go, I would absolutely encourage you to take a look at what we've got, because we have a without, again, going into too much detail, we've got a good, better, best line at different price points, different options. And no surprise about it, Pella does make, obviously in my opinion and a lot of others, one of the best vinyl windows that's on the market. But with that being said,
let's talk about this latest product that y'all have rolled out.
Yeah, and
I think it should put most other window companies out of business, especially in the Southwest.
Yeah, and like I was saying at the showroom a couple weeks ago, I'd like to think so. And you know, I mean, I have it at my own house, and I've had it installed for 10 years, and it still looks just as good today as it did with that powder coat finish on the outside. It's made out of fiberglass. It's called Impervia by Pella. And the Impervia window is it's at a price point that is right in the middle of the vinyl spectrum. So our best vinyl window can and is sometimes even more expensive than the Impervia. So for at a good price point, in my opinion, a better window for this particular climate, because the minimal expansion and contraction, the fact that you can get dark colors, you know, there's five colors you can get: brown, white, tan, black, and a gray. So for most people, we've got something that will work on with their home, and you can get that white interior finish like you saw at the showroom. So if they want to kind of brighten things up on the inside, you can do that. But it's, in my opinion, it's the best window, best bang for the buck.
It absolutely is. It's so much more structurally solid, and so consequently, I mean, the way vinyl window manufacturers make up for the flexibility of vinyl is they just put more and more vinyl and beef and cross structure into their frame to try and make it as stable as possible. Well, with this particular product, you can keep with that narrow, low profile. I mean, the whole window opening isn't taken up by frame.
That's right. Yeah, it's really pretty sleek and contemporary looking.
And it's extremely rigid.
Yeah, very rigid. I always say it's like a lightweight steel. I mean, there's really only two chambers to it, and you can't bend it, you can't flex it. I mean, you saw at the showroom, you push down on that and it doesn't budge. So you think about it, if it's 120 degrees, or if it's minus 20 outside, there's not going to be much expansion contraction at all with that product.
Yeah. So I've brought in Adam Homer from Pella to talk about the science of windows today. I also want to get to doors as well. We've talked our way through the evolution of the frame of the window, from the aluminum to the wood to the wood aluminum clad, to the vinyl, to now this new product, Impervia. And the window frame, and that's not to say y'all don't have the other windows still available. I mean, you still got the Architectural and Designer Series wood windows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got that. I mean, that's still Pella's hallmark. I mean, that's still the bulk of what we sell is our wood-clad products. And we've got three of those. The Pro line, which, Romy, I know you had in your house, or maybe you still do today. You've got the Designer Series with the blinds between the glass, which is always, it's again kind of what put Pella on the map years ago, and then our Architectural Series.
Yeah. So we've talked our way through frames. Now the other part, the very important part of a window is the glass. And you know what? I hear a lot of conversations and questions about single pane, dual pane, and triple pane, and what should go on the inside of each one of those panes. We're going to talk the science of glass when we get back. Like I'm knocking on heaven's door.